has been a lifelong passion of mine to prepare myself for a judicial position. And, you know, this year was the perfect time to, after all the preparation that I've done, to be able to run for office and give the people a choice. My opponent was appointed, and all appointees have to run for office. And we have a constitution in the state where we elect judges. And so I'm just putting my name out there to provide voters a choice. I really believe that right now the perspective and the experience that I would bring isn't being represented. And by that, I mean, I have served victims of crime. I have had to work with someone that has been harmed by someone that's been charged with a crime. I've also represented people in state and federal court across 14 jurisdictions. I've been able to also work with people that, you know, honestly, they never stood a chance from birth because of generational incarceration, having to work with that side of the equation. And I've also served as a judge, so I have a 360-degree purview of how to bring a balanced approach. I think in any situation, if we're overreactive in terms of being too punitive, we cause harm. But also, if you don't hold people accountable, we also cause harm. And so I'm a big believer in that the best thing we can do for our community is to help people safely reintegrate and rehabilitate and be part of our community. If someone can be individually successful, we can help someone, provide them the resources and the tools that they need to be individually successful. Their families will be successful, and then our community will thrive. On the other hand, if you provide someone all those opportunities and they still choose to harm our community, then accountability needs to be a part of that as well. And so I strongly believe that at this time, my perspective of a balanced approach is not being represented. And I think that I would be able to serve the community in a very meaningful, impactful way.